In Islam, there is a difference between something unclean and something that is najis, i.e. ritually impure. For example, mud or dust may look dirty or feel unclean, but it is not najis. That means you can even pray with dust or mud on your body or clothes. And the opposite, there is a difference between something that is clean and something that is tahir, i.e. ritually pure. For example, a pig or a dog could be washed and cleaned a million times and could be considered clean, but it doesn't make it tahir. It is still najis. Before discussing what are the najis things, we need to look at these categories. We first have humans. Then there are things that gush out blood forcefully when the main arteries are cut, such as lions. Then there are things that don't gush out blood when the arteries are cut, such as fish. Then there are animals which are permissible to consume, such as cows and sheep, and etc. And there are animals which are forbidden to consume, such as monkeys and elephants, and etc. Now the urine of a human, and every animal which is forbidden to consume and whose blood gushes out, is impure. For example, a tiger is forbidden to consume and its blood gushes. Therefore, its urine is najis. The urine of an animal that is permissible to eat, such as a cow or a sheep, is not najis. We now have feces that is najis. The feces of a human and every animal which is forbidden to eat and gushes out blood is najis. For example, a lion is not permissible to eat, and it gushes out blood when the main arteries are cut. Therefore, its feces are najis. The feces of an animal that does not gush out blood is not najis, like fish or a snake. Also, the feces of an animal that is permissible to eat is also not najis, like a cow, goat, sheep, and etc. Note, the urine and droppings of birds that are not permissible to eat are tahir, but it's better to avoid them. The semen of every human and of an animal that is not permissible to eat and it gushes out blood is also najis. Based on obligatory precaution, the semen of an animal that is permissible to eat must be avoided. The dead body of a human is najis. Note, if one touched the dead body of a human and it has become cold, you must perform ghusl. If the dead body of a human has been given the ritual Islamic wash, it is tahir. The dead body of an animal that gushes is also najis. That means the meat and any products made from it, such as leather, are all najis. But if the animal is slaughtered according to the Islamic manner, the body of the animal is tahir. The dead body of an animal that does not gush, like a fish or a snake, is not najis. Blood is also najis. The blood of a human and animals that gush out blood are najis. For example, a lion gushes out blood when the main arteries are cut. Therefore, its blood is najis. The blood of a non-gushing animal is tahir and pure, such as fish, snakes, etc. Dogs and pigs are also najis. Their hair, bones, paws, nails, and even moisture from their body is najis. We also have alcoholic drinks such as wine and beer as being najis. Some scholars state that all liquid intoxicants are najis. As for industrial or medicinal alcohol such as perfumes, soaps, and cleaners, they are considered tahir.